Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
So, Jeff, I got excited about your book, and so I just want to jump right in and talk about it, okay?
Right.
So the book is Kingdom First, and this subtitle?
Starting Churches That Shape Movements.
Starting Churches That Shape Movements, okay.
Yep.
Let's talk some about the cycle. And first of all, why a cycle? Why did you put this in terms of a cycle?
I think, you got to start at the right place if you're going to see movement, and when you actually watch this thing, then you see an explosion of movement. So I think a thing just sort of one breeds into the next. So you start with the kingdom, and you end in multiplication, which is more kingdom expanding.
Okay, so that's cyclical, which, I mean, we see this in the New Testament, the Pauline cycle. People a lot of times talk about cycles, but what's probably unique about your book is that you're intentionally reminding everybody there's a kingdom-centered cycle. So let's start, let's talk by talking about the first thing in this cycle is kingdom first. Why kingdom first?
Because I think the church has really missed the boat by and large. Sure. I think the average pastor, if you ask them, or average church planner, if you ask them what the most important thing is, they'd say the kingdom. Mm-hmm. But then you look at their priority list, and it's all church. And so somehow we have to get back to the point where we see that the church of Jesus Christ is the tool for advancing an eternal reality called the kingdom. So my church might only have a shelf life of 10 years or 20 years or 100 years or whatever, but if it does things that are actually intrinsic to the kingdom of God, it has an eternal impact. If it doesn't, then it's just burnt.
So evangelicals are kind of rediscovering this kingdom of God emphasis.
Yeah.
Mainliners have been talking about it for a century or so.
Right.
Of course, it didn't work out so well for them, and the kingdom of God emphasis sort of led to some theological problems. So how do we put first the kingdom? It seems pretty good. Seek first the kingdom, Matthew 6:33. How do we do that in such a way that we don't lose the church in the process? You're calling us to de-emphasize the church, do away with the church?
Yeah, definitely do away with the church.
Okay.
That's right.
So how do we do that? How do we balance those things?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you just look at Scripture, I think that would be a refreshing start.
Yeah, that's right.
You see in Jesus' words, you see church mentioned a couple of times.
Two times.
You see the kingdom mentioned 90 times. Yeah. And then you look at Acts, and you see it starts with kingdom, it ends with kingdom. Yeah. And when you listen to the preaching of the apostles, it's kingdom all the way
through. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Yeah, that's right. And so somehow, the biblical understanding, the biblical idea or metaphor of kingdom is all the way through. And so I don't know how focusing on the Bible is going to make us lose the church.
Mm. Okay, so how do we preach the gospel of the kingdom, as we see mentioned in the book of Acts? How do we, what is that? So I want to say yes to the kingdom. What does that look like?
Well, first of all, you got to realize that there are two spiritual realms that inform every decision that I make. And they're not equal realms, but they're very distinct realms. There's this dominion of darkness and the kingdom of God. And those can have impact on any church equally. And so just because I'm doing something in the name of church doesn't necessarily mean that I'm advancing the kingdom. Okay. I might be doing things in the name of Christianity all throughout history. You can certainly see it today that is very self-centered. When you look at a lot of Jesus' teaching, if you're gonna save your life, you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
But so many things we do in church is about saving ourselves, not about losing ourselves. And so the call of the kingdom, and especially starting a church that's kingdom first, is not about a call of to save ourselves. It's a call to lose ourselves, and it's a whole different disposition how we go about it.
Interesting. So Paul writes that we have been transferred from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of the Son he loves, or as of his beloved Son. So domain of darkness into the kingdom. So now a lot of believers have been transferred to the kingdom, but they don't actually seem to live like what you just kind of implied.
Yeah.
He died for all, so they should no longer live for themselves, but for the one who died for them and was raised, 2 Corinthians 5.
I think
so how do we do that?
A lot of what we do when we look at the kingdom is how we enter into the kingdom.
Okay.
We look at everything that we see, Jesus' teachings on the kingdom. As a Christian, too often we look at it, that's how we become a Christian, how we enter into the kingdom. But really, what Jesus is teaching us is this is how you live as a follower of Christ.
So the kingdom is a rule of life, not just an entry.
How I look at the kingdom of God, very simply, and I write it in there is it's what my life looks like, or what the world looks like, or what my church looks like when God gets his way.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.